You might have noticed, newspapers, TV stations, and other news outlets are dropping like flies in Canada these days. Whoops, there goes another one. But that's okay, because it leaves more room for independent media, like Rabble.ca. You can join the independent media revolution too. Go to www.rabble.ca/donate.
Asia Pacific Currents.
News and labour issues from the Asia Pacific region.
We strongly condemn the police that arrest the protesters.
Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock.
On Community Radio 3CR.
Workers of the world should unite to fight this greedy capitalist.
Brought to you by Australia Asia Worker Links. Good morning and welcome to Asia Pacific Currents this Saturday, the 17th of September. You're listening to Community Radio 3CR. I'm Giselle Hannah.
And I'm Pierre Morrow. And it's a lovely sunny day, isn't it, out there, Giselle? And how are you?
I love the morning routine on this show where we, you know, make some references to the weather, which none of us really care about. But
I do. I'm a gardener and a cyclist, Giselle.
Moving on, Pierre. Coming up on today's program in the second part of the show, we'll be speaking to some organisers, some trade union organisers in Indonesia in the garment industry, not just about organising workers in the garment industry, but some of the other issues that have arisen in a particular export processing zone, particularly around the rights of LGBTI workers in that factory. So that's in the second part of the program, and we'll be speaking with Jumasi and Deanne. But of course, Asia Pacific Currents is brought to you by Australia Asia Worker Links. If you want to get in touch with us, you can find us on the web or the www.aawl.org.au. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. So find us on those social media platforms, and we post regularly about news, current affairs and labour movement issues across the Asia Pacific region.
Fantastic. And now we'll go to our regular news updates right now. And also we've got an announcement, but we'll keep it for the end of the show for a public meeting coming up this morning. But anyway, over to you, Giselle.
First up, we're looking at a nationwide strike. While the historic general strike in India earlier this month was a massive show of force by Indian workers, there are also ongoing actions by workers in that country. This week, workers from the Honda motorcycle plant in Tapukara, Rajasthan, began an indefinite hunger strike to protest against the company's mass dismissal of workers. In another long-running dispute, five more Maruti workers were granted bail, with only a handful of workers remaining in jail. In a separate development, 14 labour organisations joined forces to form the Movement to Fight for Workers' Rights, or MASA, in order to strengthen the ability of workers to work and act together.
Certainly very exciting what's happening in India, Giselle, and you're going to go there soon, so that's doubly exciting, and we expect at least half a dozen interviews on your return, just to put pressure on you.
I do want to say one more thing about that, is that an Indian comrade based in the United States has made a documentary about the Maruti workers' struggle. It looks really, really good. He actually went there and interviewed a lot of the workers and the families that went on the run or were arrested and bailed. And we're trying to get a copy of that documentary so that we can screen it here. So do stay tuned for that. It'll be quite a fascinating viewing.
That'll be fantastic. And we go next door to Pakistan, where in a historic compensation deal, the survivors of the and the families of the 260 workers who were killed in the fire at the Ali Enterprise on the 11th of September 2012 are now to finally receive some compensation. The deal comes after four long years of campaigning by a number of labour organisations, both within Pakistan and internationally. While the amount to be paid out, $5 million, is small, it will nevertheless still provide some benefits to the hundreds of affected people. Nevertheless, the fight to bring the owners of the factory to justice for this crime continues, as well as the fight for better occupational health and safety for all workers in Pakistan.
And looking now at Thailand, Somyat Prucsaka Samsuk is one of Thailand's best-known political prisoners. He is a journalist, a labour activist, and he's been in jail for over 5 years now, convicted under the draconian and repressive Les Majestés law. The 20th of September is Somyat's birthday. He'll be turning 55. The international campaign group calling for the release of Somyat is also calling on supporters to send birthday greetings to him and post them online. Somyat is only one of many political prisoners languishing in jail under the military dictatorship in Thailand. And of course, we've been bringing you stories of the situation in Thailand quite a bit. In the next couple of weeks, we're also going to return to that issue of the referendum. I know we haven't really talked about it on APC, but we will be looking at the referendum vote, and of course the yes vote got through.
And I would say that if I could sing, I would actually sing Happy Birthday on air, but listeners, I really cannot.
Thank you.
Sing.
Thank you for sparing us all.
That's right. So I'll just say Happy Birthday, Somyat, and I hope it's the last one you spent in jail. Next we go to China, that in the months of August and September there have been a number of strikes by sanitation workers in China calling for wage increases and better working conditions. In a related issue, the long-awaited trials of detained labour activists from the Panyu Workers Service Centre, a labour NGO in Guangdong Province, who actually were involved in supporting some of these strikes by sanitation workers, is now scheduled to begin later this month. Repression by the Chinese government is not confined to independent labour activists and organisation, as the events of this week in the southeastern township of Wuhan have shown, where the whole town was raided by riot police.
And in South Korea, workers are continuing to resist the economic and political offensive of the government. Following a major demonstration in July, this coming September 27, subway and rail unions will commence an unlimited strike against the government's policies and its repression of unions and its leaders. Major lead-up rallies indicate that there is very strong support for the action on the 27th of September. The KPTU, that's the union representing railway workers in South Korea, their president, Jo Sung-soo, has recorded a video detailing why this strike is significant for workers around the world and the need to unite and show solidarity globally. Of course, listeners will remember in December 2013 or 2014.
Yes, I can't quite remember.
I think it was December 2014, January 2015, was the massive, massive strike of railway workers over privatisation of the railways industry. And it is one of those cornerstone landmark disputes that the government is using to try and smash the entire South Korean labour movement. So definitely these guys will, guys as in gender neutral, will need support and solidarity from us.
Yes, and that video that you alluded to, we'll put up the link probably tomorrow on our website. It's a short video link. He's very to the point, and there's English subtitles to it as well. Next is an announcement of a public meeting to counter Pauline Hanson, One Nation and the Far Right. As a lot of listeners here in Australia would know, since the start of 2015, there has been a determined push by a number of far-right groups in Australia to increase their influence by exploiting the current economic and political climate to their advantage. While labour and human rights groups have organised counter-mobilisations against them, at the recent federal elections, the One Nation Party, led by Pauline Hanson, once again came to prominence on a platform of Islamophobia. History shows that such far-right party are a threat to workers everywhere and need to be stopped. A public meeting is to be held in Melbourne to discuss the best strategies to counter this growing threat. The meeting will be at 6:30, Tuesday, the 27th of September, at Trades Hall, Corner Ligon and Victoria Streets.
Did you know, Pierre, that One Nation, the four senators that got elected, have recently hired an economic advisor from the Trump campaign?
I think I might have actually just heard it. Yes, well, that fits in quite well, doesn't it?
And I know many people are going to ridicule that and say that, oh, that means that they're doomed to fail, but I actually think the Trump campaign has a lot of mileage and he's getting a lot of traction, and I actually think that is something to be very, very worried about.
And the Trump campaign, actually, I know this is way off topic. He's actually, their strategy is actually changing to becoming more geared towards getting votes for the election.
So looking now at Australia, while Aboriginal people in Australia have survived colonisation, the impact of the invasion has been brutal and long-lasting. In Melbourne last week, in a historic occasion, the first ever monument commemorating the death of Aboriginal freedom fighters was unveiled, and we'll post a video of that unveiling as well if you want to check it out. In the meantime, in the northern state of Queensland, local Aboriginal people have launched a new campaign to recover millions of lost wages. This is a long-standing stolen wages campaign from the 60s and 70s. In the 1800s and 1900s, tens of thousands of Aboriginal people were employed as virtual slave labour in a planned and organised operation by the government.
And just as a final point with that memorial there, I highly recommend everyone to go and see it. It's just up the road from Trades Hall and it's on Victoria Street and Franklin Street. It's quite a moving memorial. But that brings us to the end of the mini news. It's or the news roundup from the Asia Pacific region. It's 12 past 9 o'clock here on your favourite community radio station, 3CR Radio, and your favourite radio program, Asia Pacific Currents, brought to you by Australia Asia Worker Links. Now, Giselle, you said you had some...
I wanted to play a track. I've played this before. It's such a great song to get you going in the morning. It's a song performed by an Australian hip-hop band called I, and the song is called Workers United.
Workers United! Never be defeated. Workers United, we'll overcome. Workers United, never be defeated. Workers United, we'll overcome. Workers United, never be defeated.
We are the people who make things run.
Workers United, never be cheated.
Protect your rights that were hard fought and won.
Stand up. Fight for workers' autonomy. We are the engines of the economy. Those who are poor
are in a minority.
Shout, let it out, cause we want equality. You can make a difference to help fix the world. All you have to do is believe in yourself. We celebrate our great diversity. This is the strength of workers' solidarity. Workers United, never be defeated.
We are the people who make things right.
Workers United, never be cheated.
Protect your rights that were hard fought and won.
Stand up. We feel the pain of workplace injury. Bosses who think our lives are cheap make them feel the pain of worker solidarity. Stand up, unite, don't turn your cheek. Fight for the right for fair compensation. Fight for the right for better education. Equality, dignity, justice for all. We want it now and we'll have it all. Power to the people,
not to corporations.
Boot politicians, fight for the right for self-determination. Help put an end to casualization. Stand up and fight to return job security. Each to the need from each their ability. Don't let them chip away our civil liberties. Fight with the power of workers' unity. Workers United, never be defeated. We are the people who make things run.
We are the people who make things run.
Workers United, never be cheated.
Workers United, never be cheated.
Protect your rights that were hard fought and won. Workers United,
we are the people,
never be defeated. Workers United, we'll overcome. Workers United,
we are the people,
never be defeated. Workers United, we'll overcome. Stand up.
Hello, I'm Ben from Regurgitator. Stay tuned to 3CR, support community radio and your local music scene, and subscribe now.
16 minutes past 9 o'clock here on Community Radio 3CR. We're going to hear a little bit about organising in the garment industry in Indonesia, or more particularly, an export processing zone in the northeast of Jakarta. I spoke with Jumasi and Deanne. Jumasi is actually the lead organiser, but her English wasn't great. She starts off speaking in English in the interview, but partway through, Deanne supports us with some translation. So you will hear Deanne in the second part of the interview. Jumasi starts off by introducing herself and her organisation.
My name is Jumasi. I'm a chairperson of ABLP. ABLP is the Interfactory Labor Federation, or Federasi Buruh Lintas Pabrik. I'm a member of Perempuan Mahardika and Pelangi Mahardika too.
What are the major issues facing the people that work in the garment industry in the export processing zone where you organize?
Now, we organize women workers. And main issue is about sexual harassment and maternity leave.
And what kind of campaigning or support do you provide to the women workers when they complain to you about sexual harassment?
So first, we united the women workers to learn together. And how they can to stop it in the workplace, and then we use a newsletter to organize them, and we talk about sexual harassment in social media, and we also use movie too.
That's right. You made a documentary. Is that right?
Saat ini kita sedang membuat film.
Nowadays we have make a documentary film about sexual harassment at workplace. The film is talk about how we ask the female workers to talk about their sexual harassment experience and how to fight against sexual harassment. Now we start to filming the picture of female workers who experience sexual harassment, and we together also make an alliance to fight against sexual harassment. With the program is like a warning post that is installed at workplaces.
And in addition to organizing women workers, I understand you do a little bit also around LGBTI workers in those factories.
Yeah, kami memulai dari awal pembangunan EPLP, kami sudah bertemu dengan
when we start organizing our trade union, EPLP, at the beginning we organize LGBT workers that illegally EPLP organize and build the community of LGBT workers start in 2013. And we work together with Mahardika Women, it's a women organization, to organize and campaigning LGBT workers in Bundet Nusantara zone.
Is the issue of LGBTI workers, is that a big issue in Indonesia?
Kalau saat ini lebih pada bagaimana kita diterima oleh
nowadays we struggle for LGBT workers so that LGBT workers are not discriminated by the state or the country.
Indonesia is a Muslim-dominated country. Does the issue of religion come up much in relation to LGBTI workers?
Isu agama saat ini sih tidak, tetapi negara saat ini sedang melakukan upaya untuk membuat LGBT ini semakin terpinggirkan dengan
Nowadays, now, from the religion people, is not, yes, they fight against LGBT, but not really come up. The biggest attack is to the biggest attack to LGBT is from the government itself, because the government demand LGBT people to Supreme Court. That the LGBT can be criminalized and punished in jail for 5 years. So if you are LGBT, you can be punished for 5 years. And now the demand from the government still in Supreme Court.
And so you are organizing workers to oppose these laws. What kind of actions do you take?
Yang pertama adalah penguatan terhadap teman-teman di internal Pelangi Mahardika, penguatan kesadaran, pemahaman.
First, we strengthen the LGBT people, LGBT workers, so that they are not afraid of this act.
Dari berbagai macam pihak yang
And second, we try to organize public people to support LGBT community to fight against this law.
Supaya kalau misalnya terjadi sesuatu yang
so that if there is something happen to us to LGBT workers, we are ready to face it.
Is there a big risk to organize as LGBTI workers given the laws that exist that can put you in prison for 6 years just for being a gay or lesbian person in Indonesia?
Kalau saat ini resikonya adalah dicemooh oleh teman-teman dari serikat buruh lain atau dalam masyarakat pastinya masyarakat yang anti
the risk is like bullying from another comrades from another trade union and also from the society and also from the religious people, something like that.
The factories that your union organizes are mostly garment factories. Why is it that there are a number of gay and lesbian workers in those particular factories? Why isn't it that other unions also organize LGBTI workers in their factories?
Rata-rata tiap pabrik ada LGBT. Jadi
in every factory in that workplace, there are LGBT activists. And they are exist and have rights to join in join in trade union, to be active in trade union, so that they have rights. That is the reason why we organize LGBT. And that's why we believe that we have responsibility to organize LGBT workers, because there are exist and nowadays, none of trade unions who protect them or who organize them and also defend their rights. And as LGBT people, as they have rights to defend their rights as LGBT, not only as workers.
The LGBTI movement across the world has developed very significantly in recent years. We've seen a number of countries change the laws to allow gays and lesbians to marry one another. Do you think that day is coming for Indonesians?
Kalau untuk saat ini sih belum mungkin ya, tapi menuju ke sana iya. Menurutku yang lebih penting sekarang ini adalah keberadaan kita.
Nowadays, for same-sex marriage is not possible yet in Indonesia. Maybe next time or next years. Now, the most important thing is how the government, how our comrades, the activists, and also the people admit that we are exist, that LGBT exist, and have rights, have the same rights. With other people, so that they are not allowed to be discriminated in or marginalized in the society.
And are you connecting internationally, not just with LGBTI social movements, but particularly LGBTI union and labor movements?
Ya, saat ini kita sedang mencoba mengikuti agenda.
We now start to have a link with FNP. We attend the conference about LGBT workers and also with IIRE in Amsterdam. So not many. We just start and we will be like and to have a link with more trade union or organization that support LGBT.
Well, comrades, thank you so much for your time on the program today. Maybe as a last question, I could say, what do you think it will take to win rights for LGBTI workers in Indonesia?
Saat ini ada di pikiranku sih, secara internal Pelangi Mahardika dikuatkan. Yang kedua adalah penguatan terhadap organisasi LGBT di Indonesia.
To win the rights of LGBT, I think the most important thing is to build and strengthen our community, LGBT community, Mahardika Rainbow. That's the first. And the second, strengthen the LGBT movement in Indonesia, LGBT organizations in Indonesia. And third, the two most important things, also campaign and networking maybe in international level. We think we need internal support from international to fight against the suit of government and also the academician and also intellectual people from universities who should us in Supreme Court so that the LGBT can be criminalized and in jail for 5 years. I think we really need your support in international level.
29 minutes past 9 o'clock here on Community Radio 3CR. That was Jumasi, supported by Deanne, speaking about organising LGBT workers in the garment industry in Indonesia.
And we're nearly at the end of the program. Giselle, I've got one quick announcement that today, this morning, there's a meeting by Malaysian solidarity activists. It's called The Road to Bursi 5. And it's all about discussing the anti-government movement in Malaysia that has been going for a number of years. And the big demonstration will be called the Bursi demonstrations. Anyway, The Road to Bursi 5, it's a public meeting. It's at 10:30 this morning, so in an hour's time, starting at the Multicultural Hub at 506 Elizabeth Street, Melbourne. It's basically just opposite the Victoria Market.
That brings us to the end of the program. It's 9:30 on the dot. That means we're out of here. We'll be back next Saturday from 9 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in. And coming up next might be Asia Calling.
That's correct, Giselle. So that's all from me, Pierre Morrow.
And me, Giselle Hannah.
And stay tuned to 3CR Radio and now to Asia Calling in the replacement of Palestine Remembered.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.